recently had a crush, and it reminded me of unrequited love, where all the butterflies and future plans that you create in your mind all culminate into one big nothing. Granted, the climax of it all can be discouraging and disappointing, but perhaps the warm and exciting propositions that come before are worth it? Is it a case of the end justifies the means? Now, I want you to go back and think about your last unrequited love. And I don't just mean in the romantic sense, but in the day-to-day dealings of life. Unrequited friendship, where perhaps your desire to be friends with someone was met with denial, or an unrequited love for a job where, despite you giving your all, you didn't get the love back. You didn't get the praise, promotion, or even fair remuneration. Now, I know how hurtful and disorienting these experiences can be because I've been there myself. But recently, I've been learning the art of reframing experiences or thought processes. And during that time, I thought about all my unrequited love experiences and tried to reframe what those experiences meant to me. I asked myself whether they worked in my favor, be it directly or indirectly. And here's part of what I came up with. So, granted, life will not always give you back what you put into it. And I know this goes against all the karma principles and whatnot, but I genuinely believe this. I mean, we all know people who have been extremely kind or nice, but have had the worst things happen to them. And we also know people who have been horrible, so to say, but have gone on to live successful and long lives. Now, I know that could paint a sordid picture of life, but it doesn't mean that it's all bad. I mean, it can as well turn out differently, right? Sometimes good people have amazing things happen to them, and sometimes bad people, in fact, I probably shouldn't call people good or bad, but people who do bad things sometimes actually have to pay for those bad things in this lifetime, right? However, I think it calls for us to reframe our perspectives and look for the truth in every situation. Sure, unrequited love can be painful, but you know what else it can be? Illuminating. It can teach you lessons about yourself, your values, your mindset, and your environment. It can give you pointers on what you like, what you believe, and what you want to experience. For instance, if you love your job but keep getting blocked on progressing, you now know that you desire an inclusive and growth-focused working environment, which means you can take a more informed next step, which could either be talking to your boss about your desires or looking for a well-aligned job. Or it could even be speaking to a coach or a mentor or a friend and figuring out how to best talk about growth at the workplace. So the point of this episode was to remind you to be intentional with diagnosing the disappointing bits of your life, and not so much to remedy the situation, but to get a deeper understanding of self. Simply because in life, without self-awareness, we are exposed to the risk of going round the same circles with no end in sight. So what is your last unrequited love, or is it currently happening? Remember, whichever way it goes, you'll be okay. If nothing else, you will be armed with information that will help you make the next best step. And on a light note, as someone so rightfully said, a crush is simply lack of information. So I wish you well on your growth journey, and talk soon.